It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
'Cause I'll be yours, and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends, holding fast.
John, we have a friend in Bemidji that's going to join us for breakfast this morning. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I want to introduce you to Pamela Kelsey. Thanks for calling in today.
You're welcome.
Have you had your breakfast yet?
No, I don't eat breakfast till later, but I do eat breakfast around 10:30.
Okay.
And I'm not an early morning person, so I kind of had to get myself ready to do this morning. I've been wanting to.
Oh, I was going to say, well, thank you all the more for calling in. If you're not an early morning person, I appreciate it.
Yeah, did you dress up for the occasion?
I have my bathrobe on and my nice soft socks and my cup of coffee. So
nice.
Ready to go.
Wow.
Well, first things first, tell us about your coffee.
It's just plain coffee with nothing in it, very dark, brewed real dark. And that's what I have, a couple cups of that in the morning and sip on that for a while and then get going and eventually have my breakfast.
Have you been able to make the adjustment to be a coffee snob like so many people? Do you get some fancy ones once in a while?
No.
Okay.
Well, but John, obviously John doesn't drink coffee because having a couple of strongly brewed coffee, that's coffee snobbish too.
Yeah, but John, you're not doing a double espresso and stuff like that.
No, we have an old coffee maker and we buy our coffee usually at Costco and it's just a plain roast, but we roast it real strong.
So take us to 10 to 10:30 in your house. What's going to be happening for this breakfast?
Well, my husband usually eats his earlier, but we pretty consistently have homemade granola with homemade yogurt. That's pretty much what we dine on around here in the mornings.
That gets you going for the day.
Yes. Yes, that's a great breakfast. In fact, if I eat my breakfast around 10:30, a lot of times I can go pretty much the whole day with just a little snack till supper time. Really holds a person.
Wow. So this might be a silly question, but what do you use to make homemade yogurt?
Just plain whole milk. And then you need the starter. So you have to save a little, like a cup of yogurt that you made the time before. So when I started making yogurt over the winter, I was buying yogurt, just plain yogurt. That's what we eat. And I just bought some plain yogurt and did my first batch. Now I save a cup each time I'm ready to make my yogurt again. It's very simple. Just takes time.
And what's inside your granola?
Well, I don't have a recipe written down anymore because I've been making it for years. But sometimes it depends on what I have on hand. And other times it's, more the basic things I do try to get into it. But, a person doesn't always have everything on hand.
Right.
But it's oats. That's the main thing, of course, and flax seed ground up, and lots of shredded coconut, and just a little titch of brown sugar, and then some spices, lots of nuts, and then to bind it all together, I do a mixture of some type of an oil, depending on what I have. The last time it was sunflower oil and honey.
Speaking of binding, my goodness, now I know why you don't you can wait till the evening to eat.
It's very, very, very filling, I will tell you that.
Do you and your husband, since he eats early, do you have any routines? Do you sit quietly and read the paper? Do you kibitz? What's the story?
It just depends. We're retired, so there isn't a routine anymore.
Oh.
Every day is a little bit different.
Now, John said, oh, like that was sad, but that sounds pretty exciting to me. You don't have to have a routine.
Yeah,
no, it's nice. It's nice. We enjoy it.
So how
you know,
have you
every
been
day you kind of feel a little different. So
yeah.
That's
just
good.
It depends on what's going on.
Well, speaking of what's going on, how have you been dealing with the pandemic? Have you been picking up any skills? Are you doing any acrylic painting or anything or sculpting?
I went back to practicing the piano, which has been very enjoyable.
Nice.
And we have a little by appointment business and that we've had since we closed our store. There's probably people listening that remember Kelsey's Jewelry in downtown Bemidji.
Yeah.
In fact, we were underwriters for quite a long time. But so we're still doing a little bit of that. So that keeps us busy. And my husband plays guitar and has for years. Well, he's had more time to practice. And doggone it, he's getting pretty dang good here.
I bet you are too. You like maybe when this thing's all done, you guys will take it on the road.
Probably not.
Well, we think
that's a funny idea, John.
So, Pamela, you said so your business. You were underwriters of the station. Why did you do that? Why was that important to you?
Well, we've been listeners and supporters for years. We both enjoy the programming so much. I especially love the morning program and listen every day when I get up for at least a while. We like the green cheese. We love the music. And it's just been part of our lives for so, so long. It's in our daily life. So thank you.
Oh, we thank you. I cannot get this out of my brain. I can see you and your husband in about a year now. I'm taking it on the road.
No, maybe they'll start at the Chief Theater. They'll have a special night, the Kelsey night, and we'll perform together. Do either of you sing, or is there a singer in your family?
My husband sings. I do not.
Okay. All right.
Things.
We've
But I play a big old upright piano, so I don't
Holy
see that going
smokes.
Into the U-Haul.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to announce the Kelseys. So for being on What's for Breakfast, you probably know the routine. Yes. Homestead Mills is our sponsor. You either get Country Blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered to your cottage in a cream-colored yellow bag.
Yellow, isn't it?
Cream-colored yellowish bag.
Okay, all right.
I would love the pancakes. That's what we have on Sundays.
Oh
well, there you go.
Pamela,
yeah.
thank you. Thank you so much for getting up to call us this morning. It was great to meet you.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Yes, we'll be friends.